Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to episode number 309, where I'm going to talk about the best and the worst dropshipping suppliers, how to find them, and how to work with them. All right, so if it's your first time listening to the episode, definitely subscribe to the podcast. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review on the iTunes channel. I appreciate that. You can find it at ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. It'll forward you straight to the iTunes. All right, so let's talk about dropshipping suppliers. So first and foremost, what is a dropshipping supplier? It basically is a company. It's like a manufacturer or a distributor that will actually dropship products for you directly to your customers so that you don't have to hold inventory, okay? And these suppliers range from all different sizes, big companies to small companies, thousands of products just to one product. So, you know, you'll find all different types of suppliers. Some are distributors, like I said. Some are manufacturers directly, have their own product lines. Some get their products manufactured in the U.S. Most of them get their products manufactured in China. And basically, the essence of it is that they'll all do some sort of drop shipping to your customer for you. Okay, some suppliers will charge you shipping. Some suppliers will offer you free shipping. Some charge credit card fees. Some don't. So suppliers work with online ordering portals. Some suppliers don't. They just take email purchase orders. Some suppliers are really old school. They don't take credit card payments. You have to send them a bank transfer. Most suppliers will take credit cards, though. But you'll find all different types of suppliers, okay? Now, the types of dropshipping suppliers you don't want to work with are straight middlemen that don't really offer much value in the supply chain, okay? You'll find these on websites like doba.com, dropshipdirect.com, megagoods.com. These are people that are distributors that take a lot of the margin out, okay? And the products, whether they sell or not, they're just not going to be that profitable for you, okay? So I would recommend signing up for any of the, like, dropship websites out there, supplier websites. Another one example is SaleWho. SaleWho has a directory. Some of the suppliers on there are actually decent, but most of them aren't. Wholesale Central is another one. Worldwide Brands is another one. Inventory Source. Most of these are just going to give you to distributors that sell like a ton of products and take a huge cut of the profit margin, okay? So I would recommend to find the manufacturer suppliers, the ones directly going to the brand, so that you get the best margins. That's the best way to go. An example would to find one of those is just to find your competitors first. So all you got to do is reach out to the internet, ask Google about your product category you're interested in, and then they'll show you some shopping ads usually. Check out the stores that are showing up in the shopping ads or the organics and see which ones are niche stores. Go for those first because those are usually ones you can get these, you know, best suppliers from. And then make sure they don't have a physical retail storefront, a brick and mortar store or a warehouse, okay? If they don't and they're online only, then it's more likely that their suppliers that they have on their website, their brands, are going to be dropshipping suppliers, dropshipping brands. So just some research, and you can pretty easily find these stores. Usually, if they're on Shopify, it's a better bet that they're going to be one of these types of stores, because a lot of these, a lot of the courses online, including my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, teach entrepreneurs how to use Shopify to start these types of businesses. So if it's on Shopify, it's a pretty good indication, but you have to make sure about the address. So all you have to do to get the suppliers, once you have a list, is you just find their information online by typing their name into Google, find their website, find their phone number and email address. I recommend calling suppliers because emailing them usually gets lost in their email threads. So call suppliers until you get an answer, and then introduce yourself as the owner of your business. You're interested in setting up an account as a dealer. How can you go about doing that? And they might ask you some questions. Just answer them truthfully. If you're a beginner just starting out, just tell them that, and some will be interested, some won't. It's just the way it goes. But you'll get maybe out of 10, like 2 or 3 approvals. That's usually how it goes in the very beginning. And then once you get better at it, your website grows a lot more, you'll probably get a much higher approval rate. Like me, for my team, we have such good approval rates, like 60 to 80% approval rates, because we call and then we email, call and email until we get the account. All right. And another thing is make really deep connections with these suppliers once you get those accounts, okay? It's really important that you build rapport with them. Don't just like surface level, hey, let's start an account and do business together. Like, get to know them a little bit. Get to know the people behind those companies because you'll be working with them a lot, okay? Some things you'll need from these suppliers once you get on board with them are, you know, price sheets, barcode sheets, SKU numbers, inventory sheets, pictures, videos. descriptions and sales copy, things like that, things that you'll need to put on your website, okay? You can ask them for reviews, you can ask them for their best-selling products, all that sorts of stuff, and that'll help you to know which ones to list first, know which ones to focus on optimizing. Okay, and you know, once you start getting sales for a supplier, then it's kind of time to test out their order fulfillment. You know, how quickly do they ship, and do their products arrive, you know, undamaged, and you know, how easy is it for the customers to assemble or install the products? Is it really easy for them, or are they having trouble? You know, and kind of keep a gauge, like a point scale on each supplier, and see if they're a good supplier to work with or not. Because you only want to work with good suppliers that offer quality products and quality shipping and fast shipping times, okay? The ones that don't, you know, that lack in those fields are the ones that are going to be a pain in the butt to do business with eventually, because your customers are going to, you know, complain and file chargebacks and stuff. So keep that in mind. And, you know, another thing is customer service. Suppliers should write you back right away. And if they don't, you know, there's some issue there. They should provide phone support. And if they don't, then that's an issue. I've worked with suppliers that don't provide phone support, just emails. It's not a big deal as long as they email back right away and things get taken care of. It just kind of makes it a hassle when you need to know if something's in stock right away or not. But what you need before you even start contacting suppliers is your business to be formed, okay? When you ask a supplier for a dealer account, they're going to tell you, hey, we need from you to know your business information, and we also need your EIN, we need your seller's permit number, we need your credit card you want us to charge for the orders, and you know, banking references and maybe references from other suppliers, that kind of thing. So just have all that stuff ready before you start contacting suppliers. It'll help a lot. And you know, you probably want to set up an LLC, get an EIN number, and get a business checking account. And then you want to get a business credit card, you know, something with over $5,000 or $10,000 in limit, just so that you can afford these high ticket products you're going to sell. And then you got to get a seller's permit. So look it up in your state, or you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/seller's permit and check for the link to the particular state seller's permit, and get your seller's permit application going, so that by the time you are ready to contact suppliers, that is already in. Okay. And once you get approved with them, it's just time to upload their products to your website and add their policies to your website, things like that. You know, make sure you know which ones are the best margins. So look at the price lists and understand the best margin products, so you can put more work into optimizing those and putting more ad spend into those. And make sure that, you know, you keep a thorough record of your communications, okay? So that, you know, within your emails, you know, you can create labels and stuff like that, know like what email threads are what, and you know, go back and forth. I usually use order numbers in the emails so that I can easily track emails according to order numbers. Makes it a lot easier. Sending purchase orders to suppliers is really easy. All you got to do is just copy and paste the customer information into an email and send it to them. You don't necessarily need to make like an official looking purchase order. You just send them an email with like, here's the name, address, phone number, and the product. You know, it's pretty simple. You know, and some suppliers will have, you know, warehouses that are centrally located. Some are just located on like East Coast or West Coast, so shipping times will vary. Make sure that you're selling the products at a price that's profitable. In other words, like know what shipping costs are, if they charge it extra or if you have to pay for it. You know, margins might be 40%, 50%, but if shipping costs are so much that it makes it unprofitable, it doesn't make any sense, right? So you have to know shipping ahead of time, add it to the product if necessary. And let's see here. Make sure you work with suppliers that accept credit cards too. Those are the easiest ones. Plus, you'll get a ton of cash back rewards and travel rewards if you use those types of credit cards to pay for your cost of goods sold. All you need to do is just keep track of your cards, pay them off, you know, when you get payments into your checking account from your merchant processors, and you're good to go. You'll get tons of travel credits. I know I have a couple hundred thousand Chase reward points right now, and you know, 100,000 like IHG reward points, and a bunch of Amex Hilton reward points, and yeah, so this will result basically in free hotel stays and free business class flights in the future, so it's exciting. So that's how it goes, guys. Definitely get the best suppliers for your niche. That's how to do it. And if you have more questions, you want to see some like over my shoulder kind of stuff when I do research, go check out my YouTube channel for free. I have some videos there. And if you want to get into the masterclass where I go really in depth with stuff, go check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And ecommerceparadise.com also has some other cool stuff like free courses and a free niches list, as well as private coaching, done-for-you services like turnkey Shopify stores for high-ticket dropshipping, and a business-in-a-box service where I build you a whole store and business and launch it for you. So go check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And all my recommended resources are also available at ecommerceparadise.com/resources, the software and stuff that I use to be successful with this business model. Okay. Thanks so much for listening, and look forward to helping you become successful with high-ticket dropshipping. Take care.